Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome, 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 welcome to our Friday edition of the Dr. Pat Show. A very, very, very cool show we have for you today. Joining me here, of course, Dr. Nusheen Darvish. But Benny, what was that day Madeline was talking about?
March 7th. And you want tons and tons and lots of
money.
Moolah.
March 7th. Actually said there were like 5 days next week or 4 days or
something. Yeah, but I think this is the one in particular. March 7th.
There you go.
That's the day.
That's something that's going on. But, you know, if you want perfect health, then you want to listen to this show. Transformation Through Fasting with Dr. Nusheen Darvish of Holistic Medical Center. Dr. Darvish is a regular on the Dr. Pat Show. And people travel from all over the globe to come to see her. And by the way, she does the traveling as well. A holistic clinician, you know, she is the one that will integrate both Western and Eastern medicine, combining the care to provide the optimal solution for people. This is what's so cool about this. You know, being an expert in the field of health and nutrition and natural medicine, she's joining us here today to talk about transformation through fasting. Now, you don't know exactly what that means. When you hear the word fast, you're like, oh, really? Are we going to talk about this 2 days before the Super Bowl? When, what is the statistic? 1.5 billion chicken wings will be eaten on Sunday. You really need to look at what those things are made of. But she's joining us here today. We're great to have her here. So for so many reasons, all of the work she's done addressing chronic illness, cancer, women's health issues, allergies, physical pain, anti-aging medicine, and much more. Today, we're going to take you on a journey to explore the world of fasting, what it is, what it isn't, and let you know that one size does not fit all. Dr. Darvish, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pat. It's a pleasure to be with you today. It's such a beautiful, magnificent day. I can't believe how beautiful it is out there today.
I know. It's crystal clear. It's amazing. And our friends on the East Coast that are listening, guess what? They're getting like 60-degree weather. I guess winter's over.
I hope so. You know, and we're entering the season of fasting.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Doesn't it feel that way? Doesn't this morning when you woke up, doesn't it feel like you just want to cleanse?
Well, you know, that's the thing, that when we talk about fasting, there's this feeling we want to make things cleaner, make things purer. And, you know, on a day like this in Seattle, when you can see the mountaintops and the snow caps, I mean, you really get a sense of it, don't you?
You do. And it's, you know, it's this fasting, it's usually best done during the transitional seasons, which are spring and fall. And if you listen to some of the Chinese medicine philosophy, they prefer it to be done this time of the year because it's not too cold and it's not too warm. And so the body is already going through this transition as our plants and the trees and flowers bloom, starting to bloom and go through their transition. We are in perfect sync with nature in terms of renewal and cleansing. And, you know, when you look at the religious historical fasting seasons, most of them are done around transitional periods of time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Again, during the fall and during the spring.
Well, what are some of the types of fasts? Because we've recently heard a lot in the media about fasting. Certain companies have come out and they give you the 9-day fast, the 21-day fast. But let's talk about what they are and why we do this.
You know, there's so many different types of fasts out there. As I said, the religious fasts are historically brought to us. So fasting is very, very important in terms of physically rejuvenating, purifying, spiritually connecting. You know, it's regarded as, in the religious backgrounds, it's regarded as a form of spiritual cleanse, elation, to purify and sanctify one's heart, and to shield one and protect the soul from corrupt and satanic qualities, right?
Right.
So nowadays, we're starting to realize that the centuries-old fasting really has some physical benefits. And so I guess many of these companies are trying to jump on that bank, you know, that wagon, and come up with different techniques of marketing fasting products. Yet fasting can be extremely simple. It can just be a simple water fast or a juice fast. Even, you know, to some, for some, it may be just eliminating sugar or eliminating coffee may be a form of fast. So I think anything that helps you detach from the materialistic world that we live in, from the desires that we have, from food and drink, that we're so attached to for a period of time, helps us cleanse on a physical level, but also on the spiritual level.
Yeah. I mean, this is something that, you know, we're hearing so much about. I mean, many of the spiritual things we do, for example, vision quests, you know, which I've been a part of, you know, you go through a process of that. But there are purposes in terms of health and wellness. And there's never been a more important time to really talk about this, actually. You know, there's so many pollutants, so many things in the air, so many things we put in our bodies. I mean, we have to do something, don't we?
We sure do. And, you know, as you're saying that, I'm thinking, you know, a very simple fast would be just fast from electronics. You know, EMFs. I mean, the time when we had the snow, I mean, a couple of weeks ago when we had that snow storm.
Right.
And the power was out in so many places. I really ultimately enjoyed it because it was almost taking a few days fast from the EMFs and electronics and electromagnetic fields around us. So, you know, when you do that, you feel the sense of calmness and balance and connectivity with the rest of the world. So fasting can be really important, like you said, in terms of detoxifying toxins and impurities on the physical level, on the emotional and spiritual level. People use fasting for weight loss. You know, a few months or a year ago, I guess it was, Beyonce lost a few hundred, a few tens of pounds doing what's called a master cleanse, which is a combination of maple syrup and water and cayenne pepper and lemon juice, fresh squeezed lemon juice. And she lost lots of pounds just going through that for a few days, for 10 days or so. And so the craze was out there that, you know, we got to do the master cleanse.
Right.
But these cleanses are not necessarily applicable to everybody. It really, you know, some people do need the water cleanse. Some people need the master cleanse. Some people need a calorie restriction fast. Some people need what we call intermittent fasting or alternate day fasts. But in any case, some people want to fast because of weight loss. They want to lose a few poundages. Some people want to fast because it can be very powerful in treating chronic diseases, including cancer. You know, if you look at kids, babies, little babies, when they get sick with a little ear infection or a cough, what do? They don't eat.
No, they stop eating. Yeah.
They stop eating.
Yeah.
So our physical body was made to go through a fasting period in order to heal. I tell my patients, you know, as long as you eat, you know, especially, you know, type of food that you're eating, as long as you eat, you're not going to heal. You know, you need to go through a period of fast, and it doesn't need to be a long day, long period of time. It could be 10 days, it could be 5 days, to give your body a break and let things get back into rhythm and let the gut get back into rhythm, let the immune system get back to where it needs to go, let the hormones get back to balance. And as your body goes through that process, things start shifting and the body starts healing. So fasting can be used to treat chronic diseases and to reduce risk factors for heart disease, for instance, or for Alzheimer's. Many people are out there now talking about fasting in terms of its anti-aging benefits. That people are finding that the growth hormone increases, the insulin level improves, and as such, there is an increase in longevity and lifespan, and the quality of life improves. So fasting can be used for many different purposes, and I think we haven't really spent the time recognizing all the benefits to fasting. Research is just starting to look into this. I was looking at some of the research the other day about fasting and seeing that most of the fasting research is being done on animals, a few on humans, but mostly on animals. And so we're just starting to look into the benefits of fasting, which doesn't require you to go through any kind of prescription medications, any products, really. You don't really need to go through and spend hundreds of dollars or even tens of dollars on picking up products to fast.
So
it can be extremely simple.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Dr. Nooshin Darvish is in the house. For more information about Dr. Darvish, go to the website, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com. When we come back, we're going to talk about what some of these fasts are, why some are better than others, and what to do and not to do. So if those of you are thinking to add lemon, maple syrup, and cayenne on your list, wait till we come back to give you the details. We'll be right back.
None of us enter a marriage with the goal of leaving it. Divorce and separation is heartbreaking. Disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear are normal, even if the divorce is amicable. It is possible to divorce or separate with dignity and respect. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through a divorce with soul. You come to see the possibilities being created for you. You get to step out of your marriage and into a new relationship with yourself and your life. Contact them today at 617-328-7113 or by email at coachmonique@verizon.net and visit their website, soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Cancer is complex. Chemotherapy is no longer just enough. You need doctors with an integrative, holistic approach supporting you. Your immune system, emotions, and healthy cells need all the help they can get through nutrition, immunotherapy, IV vitamin C, and more. At Holistique Medical Center, you find it all. Dr. Darvish, the medical director, is the only doctor in Washington formally trained in integrative cancer therapies. Visit Dr. Darvish at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit dralexhealingcodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Yeah, Life in the Fast Lane. Very cute, Benny. That was very, very cute.
A little play on words. Yeah.
Very cute. Welcome back, everyone. For more information about the Dr. Pat Show, sign up for a newsletter. You get to find out about all of our guests. Go to drpatlive.com and just sign up for the newsletter. We don't do anything strange with your email. We just keep you informed about shows like this one. Transformation Through Fasting with Dr. Nusheen Darvish of Holistic Medical Center. For more information about them, just go to drdarvish.com. DRDARVISH.com or give him a call at 425-451-0404. Today, we're talking about fasting. Dr. Darvish, you know, there are many, many kinds of fastings that people can do. Let's talk about the benefits, what some of the new discoveries are, and then what not to do.
So, Pat, fasting is very interesting, the results of the finding or the benefits of the finding in some of these studies. For instance, in a study that was done in 2001, they looked at people who fasted using meals that were based on fat, protein, or carbohydrate meal before they started a few days of water fast. And they found that it was a lot easier to follow a fast if you had a low protein meal in the morning or the day before. They also found that the fasting not only caused a drop in weight, but also in blood pressure. And that during fasting, you lose sodium and potassium through urination. And as a result, the edema and the inflammation goes down. Now, there was another study that looked at fasting with blood sugar, or fasting basically, and then being given sugar. And one group was given sugar after fasting. The other group was given sugar with some kind of a psychosocial stress. And the third group was given sugar followed by smoking.
Nicotine. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And so what they found was that if you fasted and then you had sugar by itself,
yes,
but there was no increase in cortisol. And, you know, we know that cortisol increases stress levels. It also increases, you know, the muffin top fat around your belly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It has a number of effects on aging. So you age faster, the more cortisol is running around in your body. So in any case, they found that if you eat sugar after you fasted, that the cortisol would not increase.
That's fascinating.
But if you were given sugar with some kind of a psycho-emotional stress, that the cortisol response would go up as it would have done with cigarette smoking. So, you know, one of the benefits or one of the things that we often talk about when it comes to fasting is not to just abstain from food or drink or whatever type of fast you're doing, but spend that time meditating and praying. And I see the I see why now from some of these studies in that once you've ended the fast and you've been in this prayer and meditation mode, that the chances that your cortisol level will go up is a lot less. In other words, your body can adjust to stress around you much better when you're fasting with meditation, with some kind of a spiritual practice. So that was very, very interesting. They've done studies, several studies on blood pressure and water fast. And even just a 10-day water fast helps reduce the blood pressure by somewhere between 10 to 40 points. And that's quite significant if you think about all these people who are being put on blood pressure medication when they really need to just take a 10-day fast. And oftentimes when people do a fast, when they're coming back to eating, your cravings go away. So you don't crave the sugars. You don't crave the fatty foods. You don't crave the McDonald's. You know, you crave a lot healthier, more vegetables, just a healthier diet. So it's just fascinating looking at some of these benefits and the results. Studies, you know, have shown inflammation reduces with fasting, and that your melatonin level goes down in the evening. So you would think that if you're fasting, you would not have energy and that you need to sleep in the evenings. But In fact, the studies are showing that your melatonin, which is the hormone that kind of puts you to sleep,
yes,
reduces. So most people don't need as much sleep when they fast.
Dr. Darvish, can you give us an idea of what some kind of, what some of the safe fasts are, the fasts that we're talking about? Are we talking about 10 days, 20 days, every other day? You know, what are we talking about for people that may be thinking, you know, I want to try this a little bit. Maybe what I want to do is just maybe drink water today or something, because we hear that all the time. I mean, if I were to fast just for a day, does that have an effect or not?
Of course it does. So with the water fast, if you just want to do it for a day, it's fine. But if you plan to do it for a few days, it's best to have it done with medical supervision.
Right, right.
Your body will shift, and you really need to be supervised 24 hours
right.
around the clock to make sure that you are tolerating this kind of a fast well. Now, my favorite fast is actually something called alternate day fast or intermittent fasting.
Okay, what's that?
Which involves basically you eat at dinner time, and then after dinner you basically just drink water until the next day dinner time. Okay, so basically you're skipping a lunch and a breakfast.
Okay, so what are the restrictions? What are the restrictions on dinner? Because a lot of people do that, and you know, a lot of folks out there have said that that's not okay to do.
Well, here's the difference: a lot of people skip meals, but they're not drinking water.
Yeah, I get that one.
They're drinking their coffee or their tea or their juice or alcohol.
Uh-oh.
No.
Uh-oh.
We're talking about just drinking water throughout the day.
Right,
and
that sounds
fasting
great.
Because you're cleansing. We're not skipping a meal and substituting it for coffee or
no.
tea.
No, okay, that's good. Now, can you add lemon? Because everybody's saying lemon water.
You could, but when you're doing this type of fast,
right.
it's better to just do a plain water.
Mm.
And it's because a lot of things just fall into place naturally when
nice.
You give water.
Right.
You know, your cells don't have lemon in them.
Right.
They have water in them.
Right, right.
They have oxygen in them. We talked about this with the last show about oxygen and hydrogen.
Oh, yeah.
And water is basically two hydrogen molecules and an oxygen molecule. And yet oxygen is taken up by your cells to detoxify, to regenerate, rejuvenate, and heal. So water by itself is very,
okay.
very important.
Okay.
So the difference is that you're not drinking coffee or tea. You're drinking a lot of water from after dinner until the next dinner.
Right.
And typically, when you do end up having dinner, you want something that's more lighter, more vegetable-based, more vegan-based, less fatty foods, you
okay.
know, less animal fat. And if you do this twice a week, you'll find that actually the studies have shown that your cholesterol reduces, your antioxidant activity goes up, which protects you against cancer and a lot of neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's,
mm-hmm.
MS, Parkinson's. They actually have shown that memory improves in the elderly when they fast 2 days a week, like two or three days, you know, basically
right,
alternating
right.
Days of fasting, and that your body has an improved tolerance against stress. There's improved brain function and increased lifespan. They almost term this to being equivalent to regular exercise.
Wow. Well, I mean, this is really, I love this topic. And I think that we should do a follow on with this topic. But there are some things to pay attention to if you do fast. And if you get certain conditions, you need to stop. What are some of the conditions that people need to be mindful of?
You know, if you're feeling weak or dizzy,
yeah.
you're really not able to function, you should not be fasting.
Right. And Even a day. Right.
Even a day. Most people, you know, it takes about 3 days to adjust if you're doing a, you know, 10-day fast for them. But if you're doing a one-day fast and you can only tolerate 14 or 15 or 16 hours, go ahead and eat after the 16 hours. And the next time you fast, you'll realize that you can go 17 hours. So you push it out a little bit at a time. But if you're feeling very weak or dizzy, it's best to stop. If you're menstruating, it's best not to fast. If you're pregnant, obviously, or nursing, you should not fast. if you have a job where it requires a lot of physical activity, you should not fast. And if you're extremely sick and weak and you would like to fast, it needs to be done through physician supervision. Mm-hmm. But any kind of a water fast, any kind of a fast that you plan to do, it's best to discuss with your physician to figure out what type of fast would be best for
you. It is. It is. And you know, whether you have a condition or not, it's best to do that. Thank you so much, Dr. Darvish. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us here today.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. It was really wonderful talking with you.
Absolutely. For everybody out there, find out more about Dr. Darvish by going to drdarvish.com. She has a blog that is just loaded with information. And remember, if you decide to do this, you know what? Tomorrow may be a good day, the day before the Super Bowl, when you're just going to gorge yourself. All right, everybody, we'll see you next time. Tides that I try.